This is Football Social Daily Shots.
Welcome to Shots from Football Social Daily. This is your bite-sized accompaniment to the full FSD podcast, which, if you're already on the Football Social Daily feed, you can scroll up and listen to, where we were talking about England's 3-3 draw with Germany in the UEFA Nations League last night. If this is your first time listening, welcome to Shots. This is a roundup of all of the Premier League news that you might have missed. And to listen to the full Football Social Daily podcast, you can also search for Football Social Daily wherever it is you listen to your shows. On today's episode, Newcastle United will be our focus. And with the international fixtures put to the side until November when the World Cup in Qatar kicks off, it's only right that we delve into some juicy transfer gossip. And that first bit of news does come from Tyneside, as Newcastle United are close to finalising a deal for Garang Kuol, who plays his football in Australia for A-League side Central Coast Mariners. The forward had been showed interest by both Borussia Dortmund and Celtic, but it looks as though Eddie Howe's side have pipped them to the post. Kuol only recently was capped by Australia, as he looks to make their World Cup squad at the age of just 18, although the only difficulty in the way of the move to England is work permit issues, which may see the forward loaned directly to a European side, according to Sky Sports. Let's hear from our very own Newcastle fan Marley Anderson and what he has to say about the Toons' transfer movements since the takeover last year.
When I first heard about this this new signing, this Garang Kuol, who Newcastle are close to securing, this Australian mercurial talent that I've been hearing about since, I was not a little surprised, but maybe surprised is the wrong word, to be fair, but it was more a refreshing style of transfer, because everyone makes out like we're, you know, there's a lot made of us being the richest club in the world, so to speak, and they're just going to go and sign everybody, and they're going to basically play FIFA with a cheat mode on and sign all the best players in the world. But it's important to get bargains as well. And if we know one thing about Dan Ashworth, who's came in as sort of director of football sporting executive or whatever role his CV says, he is very, very good at identifying talent. He did a lot at Brighton, signed the likes of Yves Bissouma, Cucurella. There's a lot of players he's brought through that have gone on for big fees and made Brighton better in the short term. So it's nice to see him doing that for Newcastle as well. And this 18-year-old Aussie, I don't know what type of fee he's coming in for, but it's not going to be a bank breaker, and it's going to be almost risk-free, because if we can get him, well, first thing we've got to get his work permit sorted, because it's, thanks to Brexit, it's not exactly easy these days, and he's not going to hit the same check marks as he once would have. But if we can get a little loan for him in a European club, if we can get him out like that and give him some experience and build up the work permit points required to then bring him into the Premier League squad maybe the season after next, all of a sudden we've got a player who could go on and have big potential. And, you know, he's making big waves down in Australia. He could easily make their World Cup squad if that's the rumour that is to be believed. And at 18 years old, he's almost risk-free, I would say. So if he then explodes in the meantime, and we've already signed him and arranged a loan for him in the coming months, then it's good business from Newcastle, I think.
Manchester United have also been linked with more players today. This time it's in the goalkeeping department, with David De Gea only having 1 year left on his contract. And with the Spaniard still being the highest earner at Old Trafford, it's thought that the Red Devils are still unsure if offering a new deal is the right solution. The two names which have been touted are Everton's Jordan Pickford and Atletico Madrid keeper Jan Oblak, but these are moves which won't be considered until next summer. And finally, Marcus Rashford, who also has a year left on his United deal, may see the 12-month option triggered by the club prior to talks over a longer-term contract for the England international. It's thought that PSG are hovering around in the off chance a deal isn't signed for Marcus Rashford, although for now it's a game of contract poker between player and club.
This is Football Social Daily Shots.
We'll bring you more Premier League news and opinion on tomorrow's episode of Football Social Daily, so hit subscribe and that way you won't miss it. But from myself today on Shots, that's it, and we'll speak to you again next time.